The rollout of an electronic court filing system in North Carolina has triggered a class action lawsuit. Plaintiffs claim the system called e-courts has resulted in unlawful arrests and prolonged detentions. Rusty Jacobs has more.
Attorney Chaz Post is not at all surprised by the lawsuit.
I knew this was coming.
Post practices criminal law in Lee County. Lee, along with Wake, Johnston, and Harnett, is one of the four pilot counties where e-courts went live back in February. A launch in Mecklenburg County has been delayed indefinitely. Since the start, the system and its case management component known as Odyssey has caused significant slowdowns in high-volume district courtrooms where attorneys and people representing themselves go to quickly resolve traffic tickets, seek domestic violence protective orders, and to get their cases continued. In 2019, following a bidding and selection process, the North Carolina Administrative Office of the Courts, or AOC, signed a $100 million contract with Texas-based Tyler Technologies to develop and implement e-courts as a replacement for the state's outdated 1980s-era mainframe computer and paper-based file system. A federal class action lawsuit filed in North Carolina this week says e-courts has resulted in constitutional violations.
People have been wrongfully arrested, over-detained, rearrested on charges that they thought were cleared.
Zach Ezor is an attorney with the North Carolina law firm Tin, Fulton, Walker & Owen. He's actually talking about the impact similar rollouts of Tyler systems have had on people in other states, including Tennessee and Indiana, where the company recently settled class action lawsuits.
And the crux of our allegations is that it should have, in fact, been foreseeable.
One of Ezor's clients is a woman who had been arrested for missing a previous court date on a misdemeanor. At a subsequent court appearance, a judge dismissed the charges and the woman's case was fully resolved, or so she thought. She ended up being arrested again on the same failure to appear warrant.
There was no valid reason to arrest her at all.
Tyler Technologies, along with the sheriff's departments from the four pilot counties, are being sued. Tyler Technologies declined comment. AOC is not named in the lawsuit, but said in a statement, quote, "We have not substantiated that any allegation of wrongful arrest or incarceration was caused by Odyssey," end quote. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.